I sat down opposite Spurrier, and next to me, a gentleman that could only be described as portly, squeezed in. A roll of flesh covered my arms. He was comfortably built, not for speed, you could tell. Opposite him, the exact opposite. Slim, skinny almost, tanned, toned, fit looking, a young guy. Looked kind of like military, short hair, but relaxed, not staring into the distance. He tried not to join in, obviously, the stranger, his name was Klein, but eventually he was with her. Klein and Borges, the fat guy, were talking. Klein said, look, I don't know anything about finance, not even the first thing. I don't even know why people invest. And Borges said, look, there are basically two reasons. And if you understand, basically, there are two types of investors. And if you understand them, then you understand finance. Klein, settling in for what was going to be a long explanation on an even longer journey, said, well, what are the two types? Borges said, I'm the first one. I'm older. I'm risk averse. I try to preserve my capital. What I need from my investments is income. I don't have a job. I need investments that are either going to pay me dividends on a regular basis or interest. What's a dividend? Well, kind of that's worth talking about now. A dividend is a payment made by a company out of its annual profits. Uh-huh, said Klein. The question is this. What would you rather have? A company that paid a big dividend every year, or a company that paid you nothing? And Klein jumped in and said, well, a company that paid you every year. And Borges said, no, you've got to think about this. If it gave every year a dividend, or most of its profits, if it gave 100% out of its profits out as dividend, what can't it do? And Klein said, well, it can't reinvest, can it? Yeah. And Spurrier chips in. He says, you know, investment can take many forms. You could buy a new factory, or you could buy a supplier, or you could buy a competing company, or even, you know, get more staff. And I chipped in, yeah, and you launch a really expensive training program to get the best value out of them. Spurrier smiled, but Borges didn't get the joke. So what happens is this. If a company pays out all its dividends, it's great because you've got your money in your hand and you can do something else with it. But the problem for the company is that it can't grow. It's got no money left to plough back into the business. There's no chance of reinvestment. I'll answer you again. What would you prefer? Klein said, all right, a company, a bit frustrated now. He's maybe looking for, maybe ruining the fact that he hadn't stocked up on papers at Zurich Station. So, all right, a company that kept all its money. And Borges said, well, that would be rubbish for me, for example, because there I'd buy a share and the idea is that 20 years' time, the share price will have grown. But in 20 years' time, I won't be here. I'm not working. I need a regular flow of money. I've got no supply. I've got to get a share that pays me money. But why do you think this sort of company could be good for you? Klein shrugged his shoulders. He was kind of more interested now, but trying not to show it. Spurrier picked up. He said, well, look, if you buy this share and if you buy this company and the company reinvests its money well and does well, but keeps all its money in, it's going to keep growing. Now, you're not going to get a dividend because remember, the company isn't paying any money out. What's your gain? Where do you get your investment return? Klein said, don't know. Spurrier said, it's in the share price. It's the share price. As the company does well, people will buy the shares. More people buying the shares is going to put the share price up. If everything goes well, what you're going to do is live off your capital gain.